This is not lip service. Morgan & Morgan is a personal injury law firm that fights for the people, not the powerful. They've recovered billions of dollars for clients, and it's free to hire them, unless you win. If you've been injured, visit forthepeople.com/Angela for a free case review. Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
That's Trisha.
Ladies.
Come on, ladies.
I'm Antoinette Clark.
I'm Trisha Clark Stone.
Yes, so we the twins are on this side.
Yes.
So Trisha and Antoinette have a book called Double Down. And clearly, as you can see, they're twins, 5 minutes apart. And it's all about business advice for women because you guys are both successful in your own right. So before we get to the fun talk.
Yes.
Let's just give everybody a little bit of background on who you guys are, what you've done, and then we're going to delve into some relationship experiences.
Okay, cool. So she's the long-winded one, so I'll go first.
Oh, man.
I'm an entrepreneur. I started my career in media, in radio, so back in the day at Hot 97, and built up the digital department for MS Communications. And then I went to go work for Russell Simmons. I ran his digital company, made it profitable, got it to a place where we could sell it. We sold it. When we sold it, he partnered with me. He gave me the seed capital to start my creative and technology agency called Narrative. Mm-hmm. And we won a bunch of awards, kind of amassed tons of clients like Under Armour, Samsung, Coty Fragrances, Showtime, won a bunch of awards. And then Will Packer bought the agency from us about 2 years ago.
Mm. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All of that so quickly.
She's like, and then. Because I joke. She always says I'm long-winded. So that's why I try to.
I'll be shorter.
Okay.
So I started in production as a production assistant, worked my way up to producer. I say I was like the whore of daytime. I've been on every daytime show.
Wow.
I worked at Monte Williams, Tyra Banks, Rachel Ray, Nate Berkus. I won 2 Emmys doing the Tyra show. Then I switched over to the brands and entertainment side, worked for Martha Stewart and ran her branded entertainment division. Now I work at CBS. So I'm SVP of branded entertainment there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's congratulations. So
yeah. Thank you.
Nice. So we are honored to have you. And by the way, their book is amazing, just so y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Just because to see how they became entrepreneurs and at a young age, just knowing what it is that they wanted to do and how close you guys are and how much you support each other.
We call each other our built-in.
And it's so true because you see how they finish each other's sentences and know they say the same things at the same time sometimes. So
you know we're not lying when we say that.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever not liked somebody like that the other one has dated and been like, I'm not with that?
Yes. So probably too much because she has horrible tastes in men.
Oh, wow.
I go for the bad guys.
And just say Antoinette so we know who's...
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. So Antoinette has really bad taste in guys. Like, they're nice and cute and cool, but they're just not ready for commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And she just tends to go towards that. So I feel super protective of her when she starts dating them because I want better for her probably than I want for myself. And to see her continuously getting into these bad relationships where they're not about it, it makes me sad.
How do you know somebody's not ready for commitment?
When they don't show up when they're supposed to show up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll do it.
Hello.
I think that's a big, big sign. And then two, when they're in and out. And what I mean by that is they're all about it on like Monday. Mm-hmm. And then by Saturday or like 2 weeks later.
They're flipping the script.
So like the lack of consistency.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am able to see it probably before her.
Right, because I'm in it. So she's on the outskirts.
But then I probably need to handle her a little bit more with kid gloves because we're so close. I'm just like, are you crazy? Like, what's wrong with
you? She's harsh.
I come at her too aggressive probably.
Because I was dating a guy and we used to throw a party at 205 Christie on the Lower East Side. And she was like, you should not be dating him. There are all these crazy rumors about him. I'm like, whatever. He came to pick me up from the party. We shared a car back then. She jumped in the car and followed us to his apartment. He dropped me off. And I didn't know she was following me. He dropped me off to go park in the garage. And I see her and my cousin coming out and dragging me in the car. They took me away.
They're like, no,
she don't mess around.
Was she right, though? at that?
Kind of.
Yes.
That one?
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes the more somebody tries to make you stay away from somebody and tell you someone's no good for me, for you, the more you try to prove them wrong.
Right. Oh, totally. And you have to learn at your own pace. So you have to be done it for yourself. You can't just listen to everybody.
I agree. You know how sometimes somebody tries to tell you, no, girl, he's no good. He's this. And we can see it, but you're in it and you're like, I got to prove that wrong. I'm going to make this happen. I have to make it work.
And I feel like sometimes that messes up your relationship with the person because if that's what they have their mindset on, either they're going to hide it from you or they're going to start looking at you different. Like, well, I love this person. Right. So if she's not going to understand, it's kind of just like you start separating yourself from your friend instead of the guy.
Yeah. Right. Because you're not as open with that person. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we were friends, I might have stopped. Because you know that friend when they keep dating the wrong guy or the guy's cheating and you tell them and then they don't do anything about it?
We have one of those.
So then you stop telling them because you're like, you're just going to get mad at me.
You know what it is.
The dude's going to be mad at me. So then we're going to have strife. So we might as well not even say anything.
That is so true because there's people that you're like, listen, she know what it is. I heard these stories. I know these things. I'm not even going to bother saying anything because she's not going to do nothing anyway. Nope. She's going to stay with him anyway.
No matter what, she'll stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got to let
people learn. You don't think you should still tell them? I think I would still tell them.
After you've told someone like 5 times and they
don't
do anything about it.
Especially when it's somebody and you tell them and then they go back to the guy and they stay with them, but then they tell them that you told them.
And then he's giving you side eye when y'all together.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of girls do that. Like, it's like they confront the guy, but I don't think they look at it like, oh, well, let me tell on my friend. It's like, let me confront the guy.
But then it's also like, now he hates you, but you still with him. And now he hates your friend.
Right, so then you can't hang out all together.
But he's only hating your friend for looking out for you, which is so stupid.
Right, but still.
Yeah.
Like, listen, the many circumstances that we've had where you tell somebody something and then they confront the guy and now y'all both hate the girl that told.
Right.
That's why when I have relationship problems, I don't even tell anybody because I know I'm going to stay, so.
So you keep it, that's what I started doing too. I just keep it worse myself.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in this fucked up relationship.
I'm just be with this guy who treats me bad.
It's just me in the fucked up relationship. But don't you feel
how are you doing? I'm great.
Again, but then where's your release? What if you want to bounce something off somebody?
No, luckily I have a best friend who also stays in bad relationships.
So the two of us got each other.
Each other.
We support each other.
Yeah. So that's my release. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said it messes up your relationship because it's like now you can't even go to your friend and talk to your friend because you low key that's judging your friend. Like I feel like if you can't come, like you gotta let people live their own lives.
Yeah. But you also have to care.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you don't care, but you can't stop them from getting hurt ever. It doesn't matter what the situation is.
But I think imagine if she kept coming to me and complaining or being sad and upset. Then after a while, I'm like, you can't keep complaining to me. You
that's
have to
true.
Do something
right.
about
that's
it.
True.
Right.
It's hard. It's
and especially
tricky.
If you feel like it's, we got you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I forgot that was
straight up.
Comment.
Straight up on the rocks.
We got some tequila. We win. And you know what that makes me think of? So we're going to flash back to when Snoop Dogg did that post, right? I'm sure y'all saw it about Gucci Mane.
Which one?
And it said, everyone wants this, but y'all forgot she was with Wild Gucci, on drugs Gucci, cheating Gucci, and jail Gucci, publicity with other women Gucci. This is a writer who knew what she signed up for. So, what do y'all think about being a writer like that? Being with somebody who does all of those things to you, but you stay. Because sometimes I feel like people act like that's a woman's responsibility. I have to forgive all of that. And men don't feel like they have to do that for us.
It's so true. Men will be out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a writer, you're taking a chance. It's you're gambling because he may change or he may not.
That's
so,
right.
And I also think there's a fine line. You could be a writer, but if it disrespects you over and over and over again, you've reached your limit. Like I get if you've been with someone for like 5 years and you find out they're cheating, you've had this relationship and you don't want to let it go. So you want to figure out a way to make it work.
Right.
But if someone is doing that shit all the time,
right.
He's never going to stop.
It's not a mistake at that point.
Anyway. That's his lifestyle.
I think, do you care about me? Right. And more often than not, let's be clear, like we hear these stories where they stayed and worked it out, but I think more often than not, it doesn't work.
I've never heard a story where someone continuously does that and then one day they wake up and they're like, I think you have to do something. I think if you do it for a couple of years and then one day you get up and leave.
Right.
Then it's like men have to feel. They have to feel that level of loss. I think if you leave, then if it's really meant to be, he'll come back.
But I do, like, I'm not going to say I agree with what Snoop is saying, but I understand why a man could look at a woman and be like, all right, I've been through all this stuff with her. She really loves me. So that, therefore, let me change my ways or whatever. After a certain age and stuff like that, say he went to like this guy, he went to jail or he was broke and she still stood by his side. And then when he got out, she supposedly brought him a car with her or whatever. So I could see in that instance being the man and being like, damn, she really loved me because I did all this shit to her. So, but I don't think that that means you should that go warrants, through all that
exactly.
shit. But just to make
like,
sure
you want your daughter to go through that.
Yeah, right. No, would I want to go through that?
No one you love
no.
would you want to go through
but
that.
But I think, too, what you pointed out, sometimes they have this big defining moment or this moment of change where you then kind of wake up and you're like, well, wait, she has been there for me and she's my ride or die. Yes. But you, how long, what if they never have that
moment? What's your expiration date? Right. How long are you going
to
wait?
Or by that time, the woman might feel like, well, it took you this long to notice that I was a good woman for you. It's like, fuck you now.
Right.
And that's usually how it ends up happening.
But I think some women get used to it and that becomes the norm.
Right. And that's the problem.
That's
they get
that's
used
when
to it.
You
and
get
they
worried.
Think that's what love is. Like, love is you treating me like shit and I'm supposed to still be here for you.
Right.
And guys make you feel like I'm supposed to, you're supposed to stay through all of that or else you're not ride or die.
Right.
100%.
I tell y'all right now.
If they staying.
I'm not ride or die.
I see somebody that's shaking their head hella hard over there.
Right. Because I don't think that guys, like for me, I feel like if you keep on fucking up and disrespecting me, I'm out. Like, I just can't do that to myself.
Yeah. It's just like a kid, right? If a kid keeps going to school and getting in trouble, and then you put the kid on punishment, but then he keeps doing it, you have to change the environment and change up the situation. Otherwise, it's going to keep happening.
Yep. Is cheating a deal breaker, you think?
It depends.
It depends. I think I'd rather a one-night stand cheat than
or having just a jump off here and there, but having a relationship with someone that you're talking to,
you're
having experiences
and
that you're
attention.
In, just sleep with them. Once
and then
or
leave
twice.
Them alone, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel that way too.
Then I feel better. Several one-night stands opposed to one time, one person.
No, this can't be an ongoing thing, but if it happened like once and he happened to do it, I would be open to
but I'll
a
tell you, I'd rather have two or three one-night stands and like a 2 or 3 year relationship because that means you're connected and you're emotionally connected with someone else. So then that means we have changed.
Yes, because if you're that connected to somebody else, then that's taken away from our connection.
Exactly.
You're too busy putting what should be going into us into that. So,
so having sex isn't a connection?
So it depends.
Sex, not when it's an. Yeah. Sex doesn't compare to a full on relationship.
Right. Does it matter when they had sex? If they say they cheated on you, had sex, do you want to know what they did? Like, did you eat her out?
No, I don't like
that. I don't want to know.
Did you
the only detail I want to know is if they
use a condom.
I want to know.
But do you think they're going to be honest and be like, no, fuck it, I went raw.
No,
I
they're not
going to
be honest until she pop up pregnant and then they like, I don't know how
and
that
And then happened. It's some whole
other condom must have broke.
She poked a hole in
the hole
she trapped me.
Right? But I think the whole thing, it comes down to intimacy, right? So if you're having sex and it's there's a level of intimacy there, then there's a bigger connection.
Right.
For sure. And that I would be worried about.
Would you want to talk to the girl?
Yeah, I'm that girl. Like, I want to, because I want to see, because he's not going to tell you the truth. Look what he's doing. He's not going to tell you the truth. So I would want to get a better sense. And I would also be a little curious, like, why? Like,
well,
what,
I would
want
to see who this girl is and what she has to offer that he's going, stepping out on me with her.
So you would want to talk to the woman as well.
Or at least
we twins.
Yeah. Sometimes y'all feel different ways, it seems, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know I wouldn't want to talk to the, like, talk about what? He's the problem.
Right, but
talking to her,
like,
you might
want to
be like, "Did you know about me? Did
right.
you?"
Yeah, I would want because I want to want more.
She's gonna
want to
let you know.
Yeah, and I feel like
thinking
I'm more Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
So I feel like I want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So the more,
I just feel like the truth is he's a cheater.
So now let's just say it's on the other foot, right? Let's say you're the other chick, and he cheated on his girl with you, and his girl calls you.
Okay.
Would you tell her what went down if she wanted to know? Like, if she asked you questions.
So this happened to me a couple of months ago.
Whoa.
Oh, homegirl hit you on DM.
Yeah, she DM'd me.
Trisha warned you.
Yo, Angela, I totally warned her. So I was dating this dude a year ago and we saw each other out in LA. I split my time between New York and LA and we ran into each other and hung out, but nothing happened.
His girl DM'd me 2 days later saying, oh, I heard there are unresolved feelings between you and blah, blah, blah. You didn't hear that from me. So clearly your man has unresolved feelings for me and sent this whole thing, gave me a timeline of their relationship and said, did you see him during this time? Did you see him during that time?
Oh, wow, she went down.
Yeah.
Because now you look crazy.
Were there blurred lines within that timeline?
No blurred lines. Okay. But I still kind of had, when I saw him, I realized I still had feelings for him. Mm-hmm. So he probably felt the same. And I never responded to her because how she came at me.
Right. But does that stop you? If you see, if he calls you right now, you're not going to answer his phone?
Well, they're not together anymore because that girl is crazy.
But I'll answer for you. Of course she's going to answer.
Exactly.
Okay. Also, did he tell you about her when you guys were hanging out? Did he say, like, I'm in a relationship now?
Yes, he said, I'm in a relationship now. But I still have feelings for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so what are you talking to her for? There's nothing to talk about to her. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know.
Right, so I did not talk to her.
But do you judge a guy by who he dated?
Yes, because I totally see him in a different light
now. You're like, that's who you dated. Yep. I can do better.
Yep.
Because you do be thinking that. What, y'all making a drink over there?
Yes.
Why, you want one?
All right, now let me ask you this. This is a question that I saw on a website. Would you help pay for your own engagement ring? Let's just say you're dating somebody and he's doing all right, but he ain't got it like that. And you have this ring that you really want to get, but you know it's out of his price range. Mm-hmm. Would you help pay for it?
No. I'd rather a more basic ring than have to pay for a ring that is in my head that I want. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in it coming from the heart. So if it's not where it needs to be at that point, I could get an upgrade.
Okay.
I totally agree. I think, though, it depends. If I'm in a situation...
So you don't totally agree?
To a point.
I totally agree.
Well,
I halfway totally agree.
I halfway agree because I think if we're in it and if he's like, I wish I could get you the ring that you wanted and we go shopping for rings and this particular ring I want and he's like,
I'm short 15,000.
I'm short like 3,000. If you look at it like that, I might be like, okay,
this is the ring I want.
Money's your money.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, what if he tries you with a ring and you don't like it at all?
I'm telling him.
Yeah, in a nice way.
I'm telling him too.
I'm saying, I love you, boo, but.
I hate this ring.
You're wearing this every day.
Yeah.
Right. How are you going to wear it every day?
I would just say, because too, your ring, you want it to feel like you. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to like exude your personality and the connection that you have with him.
So I would come at it like that. Like, this is a representation of our love and it just doesn't feel like something that I would wear every day. And I want to rep for our love. So I would
That was a nice finesse.
What if it was like his great grandmother's ring that he got the stones re-put in?
No, you suck it up.
Then now that's different.
And then I say on our 5-year anniversary,
let's upgrade. So you gotta wear an ugly ass ring for 5 years.
But it's the sentimental value that means the most.
And that goes so far.
Yeah, I'm the emo twin. She's not that emo.
Okay.
I would take that ring. Yeah.
What if you met your soulmate on the worst day of your life? From 2-time Grammy Award winning director Melina Matsoukas and Emmy Award winner Lena Waithe comes the unflinching new drama Queen and Slim. While on a forgettable first date together, a black man and a black woman are pulled over for a minor traffic infraction. The situation escalates with sudden and tragic results when the man kills a police officer in self-defense. Terrified and in fear for their lives, the man and woman are forced to go on the run. But the incident is captured on video and goes viral, and the couple unwittingly becomes a symbol of trauma, terror, grief, and pain for people across the country. As they drive, these two unlikely fugitives will discover themselves and each other in the most dire and desperate of circumstances, forging a deep and powerful love that will reveal their shared humanity and shape the rest of their lives. Starring Academy Award nominee Daniel Kaluuya and rising star Jodie Turner-Smith, Queen and Slim has been rated R for violence, some strong sexuality, nudity, pervasive language, and brief drug use. See it only in theaters November 27th. All right, now let's talk about marriage, right? Do you think your relationship changes after marriage?
Like, Well, she was married. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's still married. We're not divorced yet, but they're separated. So the relationship changed. I feel like when we were dating, it was more of an adventure. Like, it was like, we're discovering and we dated for 7 years mm-hmm. before we got married. I feel like when we got married, he was like, you're my wife now. Mm-hmm. So there was an
he wasn't as freaky.
Yeah.
Right. When they got married.
So, and I remember.
Because he looked at her like, you're my wife.
Right. So we can't.
Mm. I'm going to say this freaky shit for the whole.
Yes. So I was like, hold up. If we're not doing that anymore, then are you going to get it from somewhere else? Or do we need to have a conversation?
What do you stop doing though? Like, what stopped?
It just there wasn't as much spontaneity. Mm-hmm. Even our positions, like there was more of a gentle feel.
It was, right. It was like, no, more that's pure how, like, instead of nasty.
You're like, so you're not going to slap me?
Because right. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. You're going to strangle me?
When I first met my boyfriend, like he used to, like, we used to do the nastiest shit. And after he fell in love with me, that's it. Yeah. No more.
They look at you differently. They put you, and yeah. I think that's like an old school way mm-hmm. of thinking. They put you in this box.
Yeah.
Now it's like kisses on the forehead. Yeah. And slow grinds.
Slow grinds.
That's so crazy because okay. I feel like when I get more serious in my relationship, well, I've never been married, but right. like more serious in my relationships, get I get freaky. Nastier.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, I'm more comfortable. So my inhibitions go away. So I'm willing to do much more
anything,
the closer
almost. I yeah. But wants to.
I want to. Right. He was just, but then we had a conversation and we kind of got back, but it took a little while because mm-hmm. at first I didn't know how to say it.
Right.
And then I was like, well,
fuck me.
Right. I'm still a freak. Yeah. Right. I'm still me. I don't want to get down like that. But then I was like, is this a transition into marriage? So I was trying to play it. Yeah. But then we got back to where we were, but we had to have a few conversations about it.
Right.
But we were talking about this earlier. When I got married, that was the first time we both weren't in the same spot in our same lives. So our mom was like, be very conscious of Net. They call me Net because she's not getting married and you're getting married and she's going to be kind of by herself. So that was the first time that we went through a big life moment where mm-hmm. it wasn't both of us experiencing at the same time. But I was all up in their shit.
Yeah. What about losing your virginity? Did you guys do that around the same time?
So I was. Who was the fast twin?
There's always one.
I did it.
How old were you?
I don't remember, but I think I did it first.
Oh, probably you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she more fast.
Really? She the younger twin.
Yeah. Well, I always say I like to discover. So I was like, let me see what this is.
So, but I feel like it was within the same year, but maybe she was a couple of months before me.
Did she tell you right away?
Yeah.
And I get and
vice versa.
Yeah. Yes. And then I told
her, I was like, well, how you do it?
Yeah.
So we were in the room. And
yeah. So I was like, well, wait, what? And obviously we're twins, so we're super close. I was like, so we were all up in it.
You corrupted her mind. Yeah. She was gonna be a good girl.
She laid the roadmap for me.
Yeah. Was it? Awesome. Did you know what you were doing the first time?
No.
Oh my
not
god,
at all.
It my first time, it hurt so bad, and I never wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm. I always said that. Yeah. I said my first time, I waited 2 years after that. I was like, yeah. I was
kind of traumatized.
After my first time, I was like, it has to be better than this. Right. So I wanted to try again, like to make sure that this wasn't what it was.
Type of reaction. Like, wait, as much as people love this thing and talk about and how they. There's no way that it's like this horrible. Like, it gotta be better than this. Mm-hmm. Let me do it again.
Guys don't have that terrible first experience.
Like, yeah,
unless they just come really fast. Uncircumcised guys might have a bad first experience.
You said what?
Uncircumcised guys might have a bad first experience. Wouldn't it?
Because half of their skin is still in the girl's vagina when it comes out.
So that's tugging and pulling and hurting.
Oh, I guess I never thought of that.
You think they have a bad experience?
I don't know. I'm not a man, but I would imagine.
You don't think it still feels good to them?
Imagine a girl not knowing what to do with that skin.
But I wonder, though, if and I also feel like they're not as clean.
The schmegma.
Well, they have to just do extra. They got to roll the turtleneck back.
Right.
Damn. And what man is staying in the shower that long to be rolling it back?
And I get up in
that's
there.
True.
I just think it's probably bad for the young girl. She's probably like, what is this?
No, but if you're a virgin and so is he, you don't even know anything but that.
No. But you watch shit
you
before.
See porn.
See,
you
know,
you see penis. Skin.
It's that extra skin.
Right. Yeah. Oh
maybe the extra skin is
go,
fun.
Go gadget dick.
You're like, let's try something new with this extra skin.
Would you not want to be with somebody if they weren't circumcised?
That could give you a lot of yeast infections.
Yeah, I feel like I would be a little worried about extra, just because bacteria that builds up in that. Because
a regular dick will give you
mad shit. Imagine a regular dirty dick. So,
much less an enclosed dirty dick.
You know what I'm saying?
So, festering all those germs.
Even with the festering word, that made it worse.
All right, so earlier we were talking about some of the cliches that we hate, right? You know how people, when something's going wrong, you know, they say things like,
God only bless babies and fools. Like, God bless everybody.
I pity the fools.
Okay, my name is T.
So, like, for instance, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. That's something that people always say. It's true.
Oh, my God, I have a story about this.
But it's very cliche.
I have a crazy story, a recent, something that just happened. So, last night, I couldn't sleep.
You're like, even last night.
This just happened, I swear. So, last night, I couldn't sleep, and I was up. It was like 6 in the morning. I was following like a whole bunch of people. I was just following everybody. You know how you go on Instagram and you follow somebody and then it suggests more people them. So I was just going on and on and on.
Generous.
So I ended up coming across this guy. I had a big crush on him back in the days. Like I used to see him play. He was a football player. I used to see him play and be like, oh my God, he's so fine. Right? Mm-hmm. So I followed him last night for the first time. And can you believe he DM'd me the next morning?
Wow.
I swear, he wasn't even following me. And he has a lot of followers. And he DM'd me, but he's married now. Like he's
not circumcised. Damaged goods.
Yeah, he's not circumcised.
He's married and he has a turtleneck.
Like, you know what I mean?
So then what was his DM?
He sent me a DM, a casual DM, like, hey, you know, thanks for following me. He asked me about lip service. But the reason I bring it up is back when I liked him, he didn't have a wife. You know what I mean? He was a single guy.
Oh, you fucked up.
Yeah, like,
so you said if you followed him early on, you could be with him now.
If I wasn't acting too fly, you could have been wifey. Me, so I'm not going to follow him. Exactly.
And then the wife would have been DMing him yesterday.
And he would have been... Thank you for following me.
You really miss every shot you don't take, man.
Here's another one.
It just blew my mind. Like, man, I should have
took my shot.
And I like the sentiment of it, but I think we need to figure out different way. Like, bring it, make it more current.
These cliches.
Come on, I know you got it. Come on, tell us.
Yeah, you look like you got it.
We need some more.
How can we say this differently?
I know. I need to think, but I think we need to make it more current because then it will have more resonance. I feel like because you almost have to think about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll think of it.
I think now, Russell Westbrook probably took it too literal because he like a ball hog, so he just shoot all the shots. No.
He took it to another level.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince.
Well, I've experienced that. She kissed a lot of frogs. So
you're a princess.
Yeah.
We're still kissing frogs.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Listen, we still kissing frogs. We are princesses.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Y'all dress like frogs on the show.
You mad that your sweatsuit ain't green. She just said it before.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was good.
So she mad.
That was amazing.
Hilarious.
Someone she is came honest. From. But I also feel like it's the sentiment of finding the right fit for you. It may not be a bad guy, but finding your person.
Right.
So I feel like it takes, because, you know, we all have multiple soulmates in a lifetime. It's not one. Mm-hmm. So it's getting to that one for that 5-year mark, or maybe in your 20s, you have a certain one. So you have to get to kiss a couple of them to get to the right one.
Mm-hmm. But let's update that one. How can we update that phrase? You have to fuck a lot of frogs before
you gotta suck a lot of dicks before you
you gotta hop on a lot of frogs to get to the
before you find out
you miss 100% of the back shots you don't take.
Boom.
or we go with an old one. Practice makes perfect.
Now, Trisha, so you're separated now. Can you date while you're separated?
Yeah, yes. Because we're...
Of
look
course.
At her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Because we've been separated almost 3 years.
They should be divorced. I don't understand what's happening.
What's the holdup?
Yeah, Trisha.
It's politics and paperwork.
And I think we have such a good friendship and connection. Mm-hmm. Like, he's my boy. Like, he's family. We're still on a group text together.
Oh, so it's real bad.
No,
blood.
You guys have children?
Well, that's fine. Do you have children?
No.
Okay.
But it's almost cool. Like
it was not for the kids.
It's almost like we have kids. Not for the kids, not for the property because they sold their apartment.
We sold our place.
No pets. So because
this makes no sense, right, guys?
Well, we were together
with
the dick. With No, but she's not doing that anymore. But we were together for 15 years, so
they're like family. It's a familial love now.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. So, it would be kind of touchy. Like, here's the divorce papers.
No, I would have a conversation.
She feels bad.
Yeah. And I think too, I haven't met anyone where I'm like, okay,
I need to get a divorce now.
Right. Right.
So I have a question. What happens when he meets someone?
So you can.
That's what I said to her the other day.
What happens when he meets someone that he wants to settle down with?
So I think initially I would feel.
Is Net going to kick him off the group chat?
I think initially I might feel a way only because I have a level of access to him. Like, we have this shorthand. So I think if he got into another relationship, I would want to be respectful of the new chick. Mm-hmm. So I would miss kind of that connection that we do have. And
it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll now, what about vice versa? If you meet this guy who you're head over heels with and he sweeps you off your feet and then he knows that you're still in communication with your ex and feels the type of way about it.
Right.
Is Ned going to kick him out the group chat?
Yep. You got to cut off that extra skin.
but he's also, he's like my brother.
Oh my God.
So I feel like him and Ned have such a strong relationship. Like, when we first started, a few years into us dating, it was the holidays. So we went shopping and he was like, what bag do you want? We were at Chanel. So I was like, that one. And he was like, we have to get your sister a gift. I'm like, okay, we could get her a purse. Mm-hmm.
But a wallet for me and a bag for her.
You're like, what type of shit is this? We're twins.
But he was like,
get a keychain.
And just because I didn't want to be presumptuous.
Yeah.
A keychain. And he was like, nah, she's not dating anyone now. We'll get her a bag.
Nice.
Yeah, yes, girl.
He sold me
on
that.
Man. You don't think that child might ever get back together?
That's what I keep saying.
Because it's like y'all making it linger for a reason.
I say you never say never.
Okay.
And we have such
a
strong
cliche.
It is a cliche. So I could
even
see.
Even though you said never.
But yeah. I think we would have to reimagine and like kind of start anew.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be picking up with
him.
It couldn't be like, oh, I think maybe, and he doesn't live here anymore. He lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we would have to like start from scratch, so to speak.
Did y'all have like this is our last time having sex before you agreed to separate?
No, because we had sex after we separated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This might work out,
right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
And I think it's because you have that connection and it's not like he did something wrong or I did something wrong. I feel like we just grew apart.
Did the sex get better after you separated?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wasn't his wife anymore.
Exactly.
She
was going back to being so we got back to some nasty time.
I wonder what's in his mind that makes him be like, all right, I can't be nasty, because you're the same person.
Right. Yeah.
It's weird.
Just the title change.
Yeah.
Wow.
That chastity.
You would think it would be the opposite.
Right.
You would think that like once she's my wife, I can trust to do these things with her or, you know, I can trust that we have this level of intimacy where we pull us out of each other versus now that she's my wife, I can't sit in her mouth no more.
Right. Yeah. Because I feel like some people save things for marriage too.
Right. Because they're like she I'm can't go nowhere now.
Yeah. Like, do you think that, are there things that y'all haven't done that you're like, I'm going to save this till I get married?
I guess I don't think of it like save it till you get married.
No, you said Tiger Toots.
Good thing I don't have any. I mean,
but I feel like when you meet the right person, you're like, oh, I would maybe do that with the right person.
Yeah, I feel like there's stuff I ain't even realized I didn't do yet.
Me too. Right.
Maybe there's stuff that I didn't realize I didn't do.
Yeah.
It's a lot though. Yeah. Like, okay, maybe role playing.
Yeah, see,
I never did that.
You
never
done
that with your husband?
Yeah, I've done that.
I've asked a couple guys if they want to do it, and they're like,
that's so cool.
They're like, let's get to it. Let's
get down to it.
I'm like, come on, babe, let's
just roll it. Just come here and suck this.
Let's role play. You're a girl who sucks dick, and I'm a guy with a dick. And go.
I feel like you have to be creative, and role playing adds a level of creativity.
Yeah, mixing it up.
No, and I feel like I'm a creative person.
Yeah.
Like, I have a crazy imagination. So I'm like,
so you
babe,
go
let's,
wild.
Let's, one time I was watching Sex in the City and she was like a secret detective and they met at a restaurant.
You like to do that?
And he's like, okay.
So what's role playing?
He's like, probably not.
I used to date a guy and we called him Doctor because he wore all white
briefs
and no and white t-shirts. So I showed up at his house in a nurse's outfit. So it was new.
That's
so
cute.
I would get new, different nurses' outfits and show up at his apartment.
That's so cute.
That's cute.
So cute.
I feel like I got terrorized one time or whatever the word is. Cause I so I'm
traumatized.
Traumatized. You're like, you kind of role play was that?
You knew exactly what she meant though.
She did. She looked me out. This my nigga.
They terrorized you.
No. So one day I went to the little sex store and I was like, let me get like some kind of oils or massage oils and stuff like that. So I get this, they convinced me to buy this fucking candle with my goofy ass. So she's like, you know, you light the candle and it turns into like warm rubbing oil.
You burned him.
Oh my God.
Nigga, I went to go pour that
shit. His penis was on fire.
No, he started going crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He thought it was wax.
Oh.
He
thought you tried to wax him. But you should have warned him. Because imagine a dude and you're like, let me.
I didn't know. Listen, I didn't even know he was paying attention.
But you did this to wax?
No, what? Why would you?
Oh, you said wax.
That?
Okay.
Yeah, no, but people like have done it with wax. You ever had somebody pour it?
Yeah, but the wax from the candle turns to oil.
Yeah, it turns into oil. Yes. But it's not even hot. It's just, it warms it.
But he had no idea.
He flipped. Like, he didn't know.
He thought it was going to be that.
You got to let somebody know what's going on. You just pour the candle on.
I don't even try no funny shit. I'm
not even role playing. Let me tell you guys.
Not even role playing, but I'm talking about just throwing something in there.
That's not role playing.
Let me tell y'all.
Who knows why? Speaking
from experience, when you pour hot wax and it lands on your skin, it's no longer hot.
Yeah,
like
no,
it's hot for like a second.
It's a little
but then
sexy
it cools
pinch.
Off immediately. Yeah.
And then you rip his hair out when you pull it off.
Yeah. So it's not like it's going to burn you. Anybody out there that's scared of wax,
you ever did,
it's not going to burn you.
Did, sexy shit with wax? You ever
yes, I have.
That's
how
I know.
I have too.
And it's like, it hits your skin and it's like, oh, you know
but
what
then
I mean?
It immediately gets cool.
And then it gets hard real fast. Exactly.
What gets hard?
The wax.
He does.
And
a lot of things get hard.
Everything gets hard.
It gets hard.
The nipples get hard. The click gets hard. Everything gets hard.
If you got the right guy in the right mood, the right candle.
Trisha, what's your role play?
The wrong guy.
Off guard, too.
I was, I always wanted to be an FBI agent, like when I was younger. So
she showed up in a trench coat.
With nothing underneath.
Come on, girl.
So I was like, and he was like,
what's going on?
And I was
that's the private detective I was talking
about.
Wait, so when I show up in my trench coat with my thigh high boots, can I say I want to be a detective or am I just being a freak? Because I do that all the time.
Yeah, I show up in a fur coat. Me. And
you double duty.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a dinner and a coat.
You can't come dressed up as a police officer, kick the door in.
Not these.
Wait, rewind.
In my purple trench.
This one said,
I've gone to dinner in just a coat.
To dinner?
And nothing on
naked.
Wait,
show your mic.
Yeah.
You need both mics. Wait, so you sat at
dinner with the coat on, but the coat was like a silky, trench.
So it looked like a dress.
It looked like a dress, but it was a coat.
Okay. Did he know you had nothing underneath?
He realized it like after a while.
And y'all stayed through the whole dinner?
No. He definitely didn't stay through the whole dinner.
What if he came dressed up? Would that be weird? Because I feel like
very weird.
Is it Halloween?
Like if your boyfriend comes to your apartment dressed as a cop, you're like,
I feel like that's corny.
Did you get a new job?
I'm responding to a noise complaint, ma'am.
Like, you got a plastic gun? You're like, what are you doing, bro?
Well, because it just feels like
play that shit.
And we don't want to. You don't want to date a cop?
But what if he's like, you're under arrest?
Because, you know, that's what the male strippers always.
I think it just seems cheesy because that's what the male strippers do.
Right.
So I feel like if you're going to do it,
be what I thought of it.
Right.
That's what I thought of it.
What would be sexy for a guy to come dressed as?
A billionaire?
Exactly.
Like money.
Exactly.
Like, go ahead.
Come dressed as a prosperity bill. You know, the golden $100 bill.
Yes.
Come dressed as one of those.
I would like, I would like anything that's not his norm.
Okay.
Because I feel like, if he doesn't work out that much, but he shows up
as a
in a jersey.
Like an out of shape ball player.
See, you feel me? Yes.
Right. That's sexy. Find that sexy anyway.
What if he comes dressed as a
when
baby?
When men wear like a suit and tie, like really clean up.
I love that.
You're sick.
She loves the baby.
Hey, boo.
Baby.
She wants her boyfriend to dress up like a baby for her soul.
Wait, maybe for New Year's. New Year's baby.
You're going to be like, wow, wow, wow.
And she was like, I think it's you want breastfeed?
Yeah. And he'd be like, let me stick that rattle.
So she got to change that nigga diaper. That shit ain't so sexy no more.
So I got my pacifier.
Stuck on his titty.
Well, you have two. You have two pacifiers. Yeah.
Oh. Here's my binky.
I think y'all are right about the suits, though. Like, I love him.
When he's really casual, you always see him, like, really casual. Yeah. And then he's like, babe, let's get dressed up. And he shows up.
Yeah. I think it's because I always dress up a lot. So I feel like the guys that I date and with my ex-husband, he would be like, he would love when I wore Jordans.
Right.
And like, so it's just different. It just seems new.
Hey, life is stressful enough. Luckily, getting birth control is one less thing that you have to worry about. With Pill Club, you'll never have to schedule an appointment or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. Pill Club is a birth control subscription that is delivered straight to your door. Can I tell you how many times I was supposed to go to the pharmacy, the wait was too long, and then I was like, eh, forget it. And then I ended up missing a whole month of my birth control. Most prescriptions are free with insurance or Medicaid, but it can be as low as $3.99 per month without. Shipping is always free and discreet, and Pill Club schedules delivery so you always have your next dose on hand before you need it. So skip the office visit and the line at the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/Angela, our listeners get a special care package with every delivery. That's pillclub.com/Angela to get your first birth control care package. Remember, thepillclub.com/Angela. All right, now let's talk about rise and grind. That's another cliche that I feel like I am.
I hate that. Yeah,
that's so
term.
Tired.
Oh, they wore that one out.
Yeah. Because it's memes, shit. Inspirational quotes.
Right. Like I'm so sick of inspirational quotes and inspirational memes on Instagram.
And everyone reposted
so many of them.
I mean, I'd rather see that than some titties and all that other shit. Give me some inspiration.
It's true. No, I guess it depends. I like the ones that are more spiritual and you're like, oh.
I haven't heard
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Like,
the ones that.
The, like rise
not
and
the
grind.
Cliche ones.
Not right. the regurgitated. Because that's regurgitated.
And it'd be like a sun in the background.
I didn't unfollow like the Jesus ones. I get it.
You don't like Jesus?
No, I love Jesus. I follow Jesus.
We all
follow him
Jesus.
In real life on Instagram.
In real life.
Everywhere.
I really think we should cancel that term. No, let's come up with something right the fuck now.
Okay, so instead of rise and grind.
We're canceling
rise and
grind.
Get up and work.
Hustle, bitch.
There we go.
Hustle, bitch.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Hustle, bitch.
And then hustle up is a clean version.
Hustle up.
We should keep up with a clean version.
Yeah. Look at that. That was
she's so professional.
Right?
Right?
She clean for her clients.
Now, hustle up is low-key fire. We need to do that because this rise and grind shit got
hustle up is better than rise and grind.
Yes, hustle up.
Yeah, hustle up. Okay, so guys, tomorrow, what are we posting?
Hustle up.
I'm
posting hustle, bitch.
Thanks, Angela.
No.
We posting hustle, bitch.
We got to be on the clean. We already talked dirty enough. We got to post positive words.
We're repenting with hustle up.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Now, being in the industry that you guys are both in, right? TV, film, marketing, branding. Have you ever had a crush on somebody that you had to work with? And what did you do about it?
Yes. So as long as it's not the client, I feel like I had a little thing with someone that was on a team.
Mm-hmm.
So a company that I was working for, he was on the team, but he was a consultant. So he wasn't on their payroll. Mm-hmm. And we had something. Mm-hmm. I would never do it with a client because I'm not having anyone mess with my paper.
Money.
For your emotional feelings. Like, no. They got to match emotional and mess up your money.
Yeah. But what if he's so perfect and he just wants to take you out? Can't you just take it slow and see?
I've done that.
Of course.
Of course, yes. And I feel like it's worth a try just to see. And if you feel early on, but I feel like you need to handle it with kid gloves when it's someone in the workplace. So if you feel like there's really no vibe after one date, then you're like, it's not going to work. But I'd say give it a try. Mm-hmm. You only live once.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So did you initiate it?
He was putting out feelers. So then I said, oh, we should just go for drinks. Because in production, you work late hours.
Right. So you're like, let's go get a drink.
So I'm like, let's go get a drink. It's like 10 o'clock already. And then we went, do you guys remember Tillman's back in the day?
Oh, yes. I used to love Tillman's.
They had the grilled cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Grilled cheese sandwiches. Yes, and the music was amazing.
Such good music.
What happened to
Tillman's? It was a Tuesday night.
I know.
it was a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Down, like yeah, nothing
that was my spot.
So that was across the street from my office. So I was like, let's go to Tillman's. So we ended up going to Tillman's, had a grilled cheese and some cocktails, then went to a strip club after.
Wow.
And all
escalated.
Escalated fast. And but there was no vibe between us. So it was good to try it out to see.
Right.
And then we moved on.
Now, what if on a first date with somebody, y'all go to the strip club and he is getting lap dances and everything? Are you cool with that on the first date?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you get a lap dance?
Yeah.
Look, I just want to see
because there's strip club etiquette.
I'm so childish. I can't. I don't want my man to get a lap dance.
But that's not me. I don't want no bitch touching my man.
I don't want no girl.
But you're just dating.
But I feel like, first date.
Because you're like, I'm putting out. I'm fun. Let's do it.
I feel like the first date, that's all part of flirtation.
Yeah. Like all that is flirtation. In the chair, in that moment, it's not going home.
Yeah. First date. Now, what if you went on a date with a guy and he says to you, do you ever have threesomes? Do you like women? Because I don't think I could be with a woman who
doesn't.
You know we get that all the time.
Because of the children. They're like, so what about
Do y'all believe in incest? And so much so, like people that we're friends with, they would be like, when either of us didn't have a man, they would be like, so this we should all go out.
You're like, no.
To see if I'm like, I will never be in the same bed. That's disgusting, like to be in the same bed with her and touch her.
Vagina?
Wow. It's so weird because it's twins that do that shit. Like, I seen the picture
no way.
And they was kissing.
That's porn.
Like,
you can get paid a lot for that.
Yeah.
That's disgusting to me.
We used to work at a restaurant called Twins back in the day in the city.
Only twins could work there. So the hostesses, the waitresses.
And you could only work with your twins.
Oh, but that's so Everybody, because you know that you're the only person.
I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Right? This was back in the day. So we were the hostesses and Playboy came in and they were basically scouting, and the owners of the restaurant was like, oh, because we were the only black twins in there, it was all white people, and they were like, oh, they're interested in having you guys. And
that's
like,
illegal.
We were like, how are we gonna do that? We were in college. So we were 20.
We were probably 19 or 20.
So is this issue, can we still get it?
Right. You know we didn't do it. Oh my god, we have a Jamaican mom, that shit was not happening.
Do you kind of wish you did it though, be honest?
No,
you didn't need it at all.
No, not at all.
What if it's a tasteful picture?
That's what they do now.
But because now the magazine has changed.
Before they used to have, it was different.
This was early 2000s.
So this was when it was still starting to change.
It was starting to change at that time.
Have y'all ever liked the same guy?
We have such different tastes. Only once, and I got him.
She's like, so did I. I was in a relationship.
That's why she got it. So we both, that was the only time, only once. And I remember, we have different tastes. We have totally different tastes, but we rolled up and I was like, he's cute. She was like, he's cute. I was like, he's mine. And then I like went over to him. Wow. I was like, Brandy, the boy is mine.
Did it cause a little tension?
No, because I was with someone anyway.
She was with someone.
Okay. So it might have played out differently.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't with somebody.
But we don't have the same taste. So we've never fought over guys. But
when we were in high school.
No.
Oh, college.
Right after college.
I almost get the same shit wrong.
So right after we graduated.
One brain.
So right after we graduated college, we got a Levi's commercial. And we go to set. And they have a script. And they're like, let's ad-lib.
So we just start ad-libbing.
So they're asking us random questions.
And they're like, tell us some stories.
Have you dated the same dude? Like, just random stuff.
So right before going to college, I started dating this dude that was in the Army. He had gone away to the Army. And then when he came back,
he started calling her.
Not her.
So my mom was like, I thought, you know, and she's like,
Patrick's on the line, but not for Trisha.
He's asking to speak to you. That's odd. So we were telling that story in the ad lib of the commercial.
Wouldn't you know they use that?
But we didn't use his name. And then
He called us. And was like, yo, y'all talking about me? I'm like, you shouldn't have done that fucked up shit.
Hello,
then we wouldn't have the story to
a hit dog will holler. That's right. A cliche.
A hit dog will holler.
Add it to the list.
Right. So, ladies, I got to ask you, how is everything going with the book, though? Because I think it is very inspirational.
It's good.
Yeah, for a lot of people, just to see, like, the different paths that you guys have gone down to get to where you are today, to be so successful, to be sisters, to be so supportive of each other, to have a whole crew of people that you support and that support you too.
I think it's been good. And it's been resonating because the reason why we wrote the book was to democratize success for people who look like us. So,
like, just like y'all, there's more.
Right. We need black women. And to kind of level the playing field, because if you think about it, when you look at the landscape, women make up close to 50% of the workforce, but we're highly underrepresented in female executive roles. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I think there was 24 Fortune, out of the Fortune 500 companies, only 24 were led by a female CEO and one woman of color.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's when we started seeing those stats, and then we looked at
how our path was. So we were like, well, what did both of us do to get to where we are? We were like, oh, we doubled down.
Right.
So we were like, let's put a book together to try to remix the rules so women understand that they don't have to conform to the status quo and they can find success on their own terms.
And really design their own blueprint, which I think we're, as women and just as humans, we're conditioned to think that there's only one path or here's the blueprint that you have to follow. Right. And I'm an entrepreneur, she's an intrapreneur, so it's proof that you can follow different paths and still get to the level of success that you hope for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you deal with, say, things like, say you have to work with somebody and you can't stand them, but you know that you have to do this just because, like, this is my job, this is my client, I don't like them personally, but I have to work with them.
I kill them with kindness because it makes them super uncomfortable, and then they start being nicer because they feel bad, the worse they are.
Yep. And I limit my interactions where usually with clients, I build a really strong rapport and you do stuff outside of kind of the day-to-day. With that, it's kind of black and white. And so I limit my interactions.
Strictly business. Yeah. Only speak when necessary.
Exactly.
And handle things.
Because then I don't want to be uncomfortable and I don't want to be put in a situation where I compromise what's happening on the business side.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank y'all for joining us. I was really excited to have you guys
because
I had them on The Breakfast Club. It was a lot of business talk, but it was nice to have you guys here to talk relationships.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah, so fun hanging out with
and
you
like,
guys.
And like, you guys are our first twins.
Oh, we popped for Cherry.
So we were excited about that as well.
I love that.
And don't forget, you had some homework to do too because you're supposed to come up with a new phrase.
Oh, exactly. Yes. I'll come up with it.
Oh, and we have toys for you.
Oh!
Listen, we got presents. Okay. Do you guys like toys?
Yes.
Look at this.
Yes.
Don't let me forget. So we have this iVibe.
The best.
Oh! Look at, we have twin toys.
Twin toys.
Love this.
Oh, Dr. Some more twin things for you guys.
Oh. Butt plugs. Oh.
Butt plugs. I don't know who wants the black one, who wants the pink one.
Oh, look, I'll take the pink.
I like the darker.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll take the little pink plug.
So I have this set.
You have two.
Right?
I can't.
I have that.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't?
I tried.
Yeah, I've never done this.
Well, here, try this with it.
I was like, so this little thing. So you, you definitely need the little one.
I'm not paying for it.
I can't fit that shit. Now, the little one, of course, is where you start.
Okay. And you work your way up.
Yes. But even if you aren't into anal, like, you know how it feels when he like sticks his thumb in.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the little one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I know that you and your really separated when you, husband are experimenting. That might get you back on track.
Maybe this could help the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe this gets us back to the bum chicka bamba.
Don't let out that big one first. He's our way in.
I'm not your wife tonight.
Shout out to Dr. Johnson. We love Dr. Johnson. He always gives us the coolest toys.
Tonight I'm a dirty little whore.
Tonight I'm net. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, that just gave me. So what would you do in that case if you're dating a guy and he's like, can we role play and you act like your sister?
Woo.
I feel like all the dudes we've ever dated are creeped out because the dude I'm dating now, I'm like, oh, look at Trish. And he was like, I don't want to look at Trish.
Yeah, because it's like she's you all over again.
Yeah. So like, and he feels weird. So I feel like they probably wouldn't ask us to roll.
But I feel like with her ex or soon to be ex, all of his friends were like, oh, what's up with your sister-in-law? And he was like, do you find Trisha attractive like that? Like he would be questionable.
Because they're kind of the same.
Yeah. Do you mind if like somebody you're dating like double taps on Trisha's or on Nets? Do you mind if they double tap those pictures?
No,
they
I like it. Oh no, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because did you see what Trisha posted? Did you see this?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. But I think it's because we're so close. Right, so
and we're not competitive,
like and we know picture. Nothing's gonna go down.
What?
Like you go like my sister's
picture? Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Like my sister's shit. Like,
did you like her picture?
Yeah.
I think you should go like.
Yeah, actually, like,
leave a comment.
Like she sent him my links. Like, oh, look what Trisha just did. Yeah, and you're like, oh, I didn't see. You were like, you never replied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so she's
y'all never
on
went
it.
Through a period of time when you guys just didn't talk to each other, like had a falling out.
We fight a lot, especially when we were writing the book.
Because
like,
we were
cursing
so
each other out.
Together.
And but then we're friends the next minute. So no grudges. So when she first started dating, when she first got married, we had this blowout. And I was like, you piece of shit. And I'm don't call me back. 5 minutes later, I called her and her husband was like, wait, you just cursed her out. You want to talk to her? But it's like, yes. And that's why I think we don't hold grudges with people outside of our Twinity, mm-hmm. because we've grown accustomed to,
all right,
just letting it go.
Yeah.
Like, right. Deal with it.
Wait,
let it go.
I've never heard
on.
That.
No, when you have a sister,
I have an older sister. Twinity. We used to fight and, you know, then get along after like 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because it's your sister.
Yeah.
It's
and the same thing.
We would fight growing up.
Have you guys ever dated?
No, yeah, me and Stacey used to fuck me up
with me the other day. We were at the airport
and she was getting me angry, so I like
she
pinched
like,
her.
Pinched me, but sisters. Like took skin off my body.
Oh, I want to cry.
And when we were on the flight, I'm like, look what you did,
and
bitch.
And I felt so
have a mark.
I was like, stop showing it to me. Stop showing it to me.
Bad.
So have you guys ever dated
cocoa
twins?
Butter?
Oh, well, we were in Grams?
No, in like
junior high school.
But they were like the neighborhood twins. Right. So everyone
wanted
to see.
We grew up in Brooklyn and Flatbush. So we were like, it was
me
Peter
too.
And
the twins
Mom.
And the twins.
Yeah. So y'all like, only did that because y'all wanted to see
the
how
twins
it was
and the
going.
Twins.
Right. Yeah. And because everyone was like,
the twins have to be with the twins. So it was Peter and
really
Paul.
Like them.
It was Peter and Paul. Nah.
You guys probably went for the wrong ones. You guys got mixed up.
We had to flip.
Yeah, you
had to
flip. It might have worked out.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, no, we really appreciate it. This was really fun, and I'm sure we'll have you back again. Double down. Make sure y'all get this book.
Yes.
Please get it.
It's a good book.
Trisha, Antoinette, thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Have fun with those toys.
We will.
It's amazing.
That's going to turn
this
into
is
an
amazing.
Ad on Pornhub.
Right? Like, they're no swims.
Queen and Slim is a powerful consciousness-raising love story that confronts the staggering human toll of racism and the life-shattering price of violence. From Universal Pictures and Make Ready, Queen and Slim is in theaters everywhere November 27th.